Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. It is a thing that is going on in societies today. It's a phrase is used quite often called fake news. And it is something that people talk about quite often. And it is actually hard to tell what is true and what is fake. Some, if you turn into one news account, they'll report something as true. And if you turn into a different news account, they'll report it as fake. And it's hard to discern one way or the other. People are confused about what is true and what is false. It is reminiscent of, in the United States, each state has a motto. They'll put it on their registration plates on the cars. The state will use that. And in Missouri, it's called the Show Me State. It's saying, show me and I'll believe it. If you don't show me, if I can't see it with my eyes, then I won't believe it. That's the Show Me State, Missouri. And that's the way people are becoming. If they can't see it, they won't believe it. If they can't touch it, they don't think it's real. They don't think it's true. They're as Thomas, doubting Thomas was. This evening we're looking at a few verses in Hebrews chapter 11. It says in verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, here is faith. Faith is given a definition here in verse 1. And that definition is the opposite of the show me state. The writer says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the evidence of things you can't see. Why? Well, I can't see God, but I believe that he is. I trust him. I can't see him. I don't know with my eyes. I don't touch with my hands that God is real. I believe that all the things surrounding me are pointing to the fact that he is real. That's faith. The evidence of things that are not seen. The substance of things hoped for. My faith is a substance of hope in God, whom I cannot see. That's what faith is. It's believing something when you don't have it in your hands. Now, we can start to talk about faith and say, I have faith that I'm going to get paid at the end or the beginning of every month. Well, that's not faith. That's expectation. Faith is believing in something that you haven't seen. Faith is believing something that you don't have any prospect for believing it. That's faith in God. Because he said, I am. I am that I am. That's faith. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, Hebrews 11 is called the honor roll of faith. It lists a lot of people in Hebrews 11. And so we read in our public reading the entire book of Hebrews. And I went through Hebrews 11. Now, you can read all through Hebrews 11. But if I asked you a question, who is the first person mentioned in Hebrews 11 about their faith? I'm not going to actually ask you that now, but just think in your minds, who's the first one? Now, somebody asked me this months ago, and I got it wrong. I named Abel. I thought, is it Abel? Is it Enoch? Who is the first person? Well, actually, the first person mentioned is everyone that believes. You and me, if you're a Christian today, you're the first person mentioned. You look at verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Who's the first person mentioned? I am. Every single one who believes, who trusts Jesus Christ, is the first person mentioned in the honor roll of faith. Why? Because we believe in someone we have not seen. We're hoping our whole lives upon Jesus Christ, whom we haven't seen, whom we haven't touched. So that Jesus, when he talks about to his disciples, he says, you've believed because of what you've seen. Blessed are they who believe without seeing. Because that's true faith. That's true faith. Through faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. That He has created it all. That Genesis is true. That every word of it's true. He says that's us. The things that were seen were not made from things that we see. He's saying God didn't take one thing and make it into another thing. He said God created it all by the word of His mouth. He started the whole thing. He's saying if you believe that, the word of God to be the word of God in its entirety, that God created it all, that's talking about you, and you are there in Hebrews 11 in the honor roll of faith. Is it talking about you? It's a good question to ask yourself, because faith is necessary. Further on, it says in verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It's impossible to please God without faith. That's the issue that the Pharisees had, isn't it? That's the issue that so many of the Jews had in the Old Testament. Why? They were trying to please God by their sacrifices, by their offerings, by following a list of rules. People today do the same thing. But it's impossible to please God that way. The only way it's possible to please God is by faith in God. Faith in Christ. He says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Why? For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You notice that. You must believe that He is. You know, there's nothing after the is. That He is. It reminds me of the name of God, Jehovah. Remember what the name of God means? I am that I am. The self-existent, eternal God of the universe. Infinity in all directions. This is God. And everyone that comes to Him must believe that He is. That He is I am. That He is who He says He is. That His word is true. When you do, your faith is placed in a person. The person of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Me. The whole book of Hebrews is leading up. And you think of all of chapter 11 and all the people that are mentioned, all the honor roll of faith. And he says at the end of chapter 11, and these all those, Abraham, Enoch, Abel, Noah, Sarah, David, all of them, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They didn't receive it. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. You see, all those Old Testament saints, they didn't receive the promise. But everyone here that believes in Jesus Christ, that trusts Him alone, received the promise. That you have made David perfect. That you have made Abraham perfect. You fulfilled the promise made unto them. That's what he's saying. So he says, wherefore, seeing we're surrounded by so many witnesses, so many people that want to see into what our faith is, and we should run with patience the race set before. Let's say set aside all the sin. Why? How can we do that? By looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. One of the kids in Sunday school today said, well, he said it is finished on the cross. That's right, your faith is finished on the cross. The work is done. He's the author of it. He's the finisher of it. He's the completeness of your faith. All faith ought to be in Him. People talk about, oh, your journey of faith. It's not a journey. It's a person. It's not a journey of faith. It's a person of faith. Your faith ought to be in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, yes, there is a journey that you walk following after Him, but your faith is always in Him. That's the only place that it can be. And that's exactly what the writer of Hebrews is telling us. And if it hits home to you, if you're trusting Christ, Then the writer of Hebrews is talking about you. And he's listing you in the honor roll of faith. Do you have faith that God is? Do you have faith that the Bible is His Word and all that it says? Do you have faith in the person of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins? If you do, then the writer is talking about you. That's what we hope for each and every one that is here tonight. And so we point you to Jesus Christ today. Amen.